This is the KVNF Regional Newscast for Tuesday, December 8th. I'm Gavin Dahl with headlines. Here are the most recent COVID-19 statistics from across the KVNF listening area. The positivity rate is the percentage of all COVID tests that come back positive. Health experts say a positivity rate of 5% or less is needed to contain the spread. For each county, we're reporting the positivity rate over the past 2 weeks, the total number of confirmed cases since the pandemic's start, and the total number of deaths due to COVID. Mesa County, 9.3% positivity, 6,729 cases, 59 deaths. Delta County, 13.1% positivity, 809 cases, 11 deaths. Montrose County, 16.8% positivity, 1,254 cases, 17 deaths. Ouray County, 4.1% positivity, 122 cases, 2 deaths. San Miguel County, 12.2% positivity, 282 cases, 0 deaths. Hinsdale County, no positivity rate available since there have been fewer than 20 tests in the last 2 weeks, 17 cases, 0 deaths. Statewide, as of Monday, there have been 262,000 cases of coronavirus and 3,437 COVID deaths. Governor Jared Polis signed a bill Monday creating a $37 million relief program for small businesses affected by COVID restrictions. Funds will be distributed to counties next month. Small businesses have to apply for the money, which is scheduled to be awarded in February. The bill is one of 8 stimulus measures lawmakers passed during the special session. Polis also signed bills providing tens of millions of dollars for housing, childcare, and broadband yesterday. Jails in many parts of our region have high rates of inmate deaths. That's according to a recent investigation by the news service Reuters. It examined who's dying and why. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent has more.
In a landmark project, Reuters analyzed data from 2008 to 2019 in large jails across all 50 states. It was an arduous process involving public records requests for each state. One big takeaway, at least two-thirds of the inmates were still waiting for their trial or day of arraignment.
So they're innocent and dying in jail, you know, often in jail because they can't pay bail.
That's data journalist Grant Smith. He co-reported the story. Smith says most people are dying of medical conditions, addiction issues, or suicide. He says there are a lot of variables to consider, though. For example, low inmate populations in some states could skew the data somewhat. But he says every death is a tragedy.
Folks should take note of that and say, okay, how can we do better?
The report's findings mirror one thing we already know about incarceration. People of color were disproportionately affected. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
This past June, the West Elk Mine punched 1 mile of road and 2 drilling pads for methane venting into lands that conservation groups say should be roadless, according to federal policy. Mine operators, however, say their leases for a planned and approved expansion sit underneath the surface of the roadless lands and are not subject to the state's roadless rule. For KVNF, Chad Rich reports on the struggle taking place in the Gunnison National Forest.
Bulldozers pile up coal at the West Elk Mine, the lone survivor of 3 coal mines in the North Fork Valley on Colorado's western slope. The mine lies in Gunnison County, but the workforce comes from Delta County. Mark Rober is a Delta County commissioner.
Coal mining had always been a part of this county's economy. One time when the 3 mines were going, it was over 1,000 people employed in coal mining. High-paying jobs. You don't replace those overnight. Mountain Coal is now employing about 250.
Mountain Coal, a subsidiary of Arch Resources, is the operator of the West Elk Mine. As markets shift away from fossil fuels and coal prices dwindle, the West Elk is trying to expand. Without the expansion,
it will probably be done within 5 years.
Rober says following job and tax losses from coal, human service cases are up and schools are struggling. This expansion is wholly dependent on access to one parcel of land, known as the North Fork Exception, which was designated in 2012 as part of the Colorado Roadless Rule, which protects over 4 million acres of national forest land from development. The North Fork Exception was carved out of the rule to allow for methane venting for workers' safety. The exception represents about 0.5% of overall roadless lands in the state. Conservation groups sued over the idea of an exception in 2012, and it has been tangled up in the courts ever since. Allie Melton is a staff attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity, one of the plaintiffs.
Right now, we are in a climate crisis. We unfortunately don't have any carbon budget left for mining coal and allowing millions of tons of methane emissions to go into the air. The exception ultimately is not conducive to that for us.
The West Elk Mine is the single largest source of methane pollution in Colorado. Fast forward to this April, the courts again sided with conservationists. But with COVID, the courts took months to toss out the exception. And in the meantime, the mine used this pandemic-induced lag to its advantage to build a mile of road and two pads. Word of the construction leaked to the public, and on June 16, protesters gathered outside the district ranger station in Paonia, a town to the west of the mine.
We are the public!
We would risk being arrested.
The state put a stop to additional construction before changing course and allowing more construction. Conservationists again appealed, and in October, the courts halted expansion again for now. Rober, the Delta County Commissioner, says this is a multifaceted issue.
The one side, I think, is looking at it as producing an energy source that is to keep this nation sovereign and a usable energy source, and jobs are included with that. The other side has kind of taken the stance of it ought to just be left as wilderness. No development is best for everybody. It's become an ideological battle, really, and that, to me, is unfortunate for locals.
Melton, with the Center for Biological Diversity, says the plaintiffs believe it is about the environment and a just transition away from fossil fuels.
We know that we are running out of time, regardless of climate. Coal plants across the country are being shut down. It's really just a matter of time. So the question is, what are we going to do with that so we can help communities move beyond?
The North Fork Valley's economy has been shifting from coal to renewable energy jobs, as well as agritourism and outdoor recreation. But Rober says he would like to see a slower transition that is guided by economics, not the courts.
We know that the mine won't last forever, but there is definitely another 10, 15 years at least, kind of time to grow into ourselves a little bit, as opposed to if they're done within the 5 years, it's just shutting the door. I worry a little bit about what happens when that happens.
Going forward, it will be the courts that decide whether the North Fork exception will be used for coal or left as it is. This is Chad Rich for KVNF.
That does it for KVNF's regional newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Special thanks to news editor Jody Peterson, to our members for financial support of Timely News, and thank you for listening.